program. You can bring us anything you want, toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually control the content of the site, so what you see on the site has been created by listeners like you. Those numbered items, as you go down the front page, those numbers are votes, and they are the aggregate amount of votes. Up and down votes are allowed on each item. You can submit items to the site. Maybe it's a YouTube video that you enjoyed, or some sort of news post or blog post. You can submit it to the site. Others will vote. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it from the upcoming stories page, where everything starts, and then gets promoted to the front page if it gets enough votes. So remember, when you go to freetalklive.com, don't forget to click upcoming stories to see what's fresh on the site and cast your votes to help it get to the front page or to stop it from getting to the front page. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Now, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. But, Julia, just before the break, for our listeners just tuning in, you had started a story about a couple, a family, who already has children that decided they wanted to adopt. And they – was it adopt or actually take on a foster child?
You did it says foster and then adopt.
I see. Okay. So they're going through the state system, and basically they were told, well – we really want to place these kids with families, but not that bad. You haven't gotten vaccinations for your kids, or at least the appropriate ones, the ones that we think you should have. So therefore, you can't have this this other child.
That's correct. Susan says, I would feel more comfortable if I knew every ingredient that was in each shot so that I could make an educated decision. The family selected what they believed to be the most important vaccinations for their children and had them given to them. According to the Department of Economic Security's website, as of 2011, more than 11,000 children were placed in out-of-home care due to abuse, negligence, or abandonment. So 11,000 children. Of these children, more than 2,000 had a case plan goal of adoption. African-American teen boys are in need of the most homes. These people would love to adopt two boys. We're also told by the state spokesperson that the immunization rule is to prevent foster children from exposure to childhood diseases. Suzanne questions why her children's vaccinations matter if the state's kids are already vaccinated.
Yeah, this was a question. But, well, I guess vaccinations, here's the reason. Vaccinations, although it sounds like you're protected from this disease, only increases, this is the science behind it, increases your protection from that disease. It does not, in fact, protect you from the disease altogether.
Because usually vaccinations have, dead or small amount of bacteria in them, right, that will infect the person at a level that will allow their immune system to develop an immunity to it.
Yeah.
So let me just clarify here. You're saying that the kids in the foster system have already been vaccinated.
Correct.
So what's the issue? Well, it seems to me that the issue is these parents aren't obedient enough. Right. This is a test to see, you aren't in the club of obedient parents. You won't do everything that we tell you to do. You might say no to some sort of, requirement that we put on you. And so, therefore, we're not going to allow you to have the child.
You know, when you think about people who are working in these situations, the people out there who are working with children, I would like to believe that these people are some of the, kindest, most compassionate people out there, that they really love these children and they want to place them in homes.
You think so, yeah.
But I couldn't work for an organization like this. If my work was, I want to do something good, I want to make sure to get as many children as possible into homes because I really care, I couldn't work for this organization. Because this kind of stuff would drive me crazy. It's so wrong. So Dan, who is the husband here, he teaches special needs children.
Clearly a very bad man
right.
Who doesn't care about his kids.
And also is studying to get his master's degree. I think when you're looking at what's in the best interest of children that don't have families, it would be much better to put them in a family that really wants them, said
right.
Dan.
Duh.
3TV was also told that the couple can request an alternative method of compliance on behalf of applicants that elect not to immunize their children against childhood diseases, which can be submitted by the licensing agency along with the home study. Suzanne said she was told by a representative from an adoption agency that most of these applications have been rejected. The couple still has hope and has spoken to each other about fully vaccinating their girls. I don't think it's right. We thought repeatedly, should we vaccinate our kids so we can move on with this because we really want to do it?
Right.
But at the same time, why should we be forced to do something that we don't necessarily agree with?
Right. They don't trust it. I mean, these are people who have just completely forsworn vaccinations, which I think you should have the right to do. But they're people who've actually taken the time to look at every single vaccination and decide whether or not that they want these in their children. And now they're in a position where, on one hand, they don't want to put these vaccinations in their children, but on the other hand, they'd really like to have another child. And can you imagine if they actually did vaccinate their kids to the extent the state wants, and then one of them gets sick or possibly dies as a result? Because that's been known to happen with vaccinations.
Now, let me get this straight. They want to house foster kids, or they want to adopt?
Foster and eventually adopt.
So at this point, you know, the adopt is a claim, but what they want to do is they want to foster kids and then get the check for fostering kids at that point, right?
Mm-hmm. Presumably.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know exactly what I think about this. Obviously, I want people to foster kids, but I don't necessarily see the highest level of you know, good here.
I mean, but there may not be another way for them to adopt these
kids. There may not.
Kids.
If I were to foster kids, I would take the money that I got for taking care of those kids, mm-hmm. and I'd put them in an account for that kid when they got older.
That's a nice idea.
But
it says here, hopes of fostering and then adopting them. So right. Perhaps so that's the process that needs to happen.
It probably
right.
is.
And maybe they don't want to go through the
and
Catholic Church or
they
whatever.
They can't put the foster kids in the house because the foster kids must be kept safe, right? That's the idea?
From the unvaccinated kids.
That's right.
Or the partially vaccinated
Partially vaccinated.
Well, it just seems to me like they would look at, I mean, I understand taking these on a case-by-case basis, right? But when you look at this family, at least on paper, it seems like they're a nice family who has good intentions and will take good care of the children. So what
way.
Else matter? What?
They're just not obedient enough. I mean, you have to jump through whatever the hoops the state puts up in order to get their programs. You know, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
And it sucks.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. I always thought if I was ever going to do adoption that it would be my felony charge, or excuse me, fostering kids would be my felony charge would be the
problem.
That
would stop you.
But apparently it's my unvaccinated kid.
Great point.
I was going to ask you, you didn't vaccinate your kid, did you?
No, we haven't. You know,
you're scared to do it.
I am. I mean, I had reactions to vaccination. I know that there's lots of people out there that say, no, you didn't have a reaction. Well, those people can pounce all
you had
bus.
It more than once, did
right.
you not?
Because I took a vaccine two different times, and both instances I was the sickest I'd ever been in my entire life. After doing it.
It's a case study, but, you know, you can't ignore evidence like that in your own life.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I don't know everything about vaccinations. I can't take the 8 years in medical school to figure it out. There was, somebody did send me, I think it was about a semester's worth of videos on vaccinations from Harvard. And, you know, I'm not going to spend, you know, a semester studying vaccinations and to see which ones work what ways. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I do know that I had a reaction. I do know my son has my genes, and so therefore I decided that I wasn't for it. My wife wasn't for it, so there you go. It's my job first to do no harm, and I know that people have been harmed by vaccines.
There's always that risk.
Right. I don't know whether vaccines harm people. I'm not making that statement. I am making the statement that vaccines have harmed people.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, whether it's on vaccinations or adoption / being a foster parent. I remember there was a lady in town here who I'm a friend of who adopted a child, or excuse me, fostered a child recently. And one person in particular kind of, you know, was upset at her for that, as though, you know, she was doing something wrong because it was working with the government. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if that's the way that you can help a child and you have to work through the state, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Rescuing a kid from that system.
And now, it must be difficult to deal with the
bureaucrats
in that particular
sure.
Area, but I can see why you consider that important enough to do it.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The worst part about the foster system is they can take them back and they kind of shuffle them around a little bit. So, I mean, its foster system's got some serious issues. But, gosh, if you can get a kid out of some sort of government housing, that seems like it's worth doing if you are into, you know, helping kids and having them. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life
life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free. Maybe you want to share with us your foster system stories. Maybe you've been a parent attempting to foster. Maybe you have been within the system as a foster child and you want to share your story. You're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of these airwaves. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system allowing you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. If you want to get Bitcoins, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you know what Bitcoins are. Bitcoins are decentralized, open-source internet currency where you can send and receive money without fees. And you can your account, which basically you keep on your computer or whatever computing device you want, can't be messed with by anybody, especially if you keep it secure enough. Nobody can freeze your account. Nobody can increase bitcoins or inflate them or counterfeit them. And you can get bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant is it's the place to go. You can deposit bitcoins at major bank branches, any place that has MoneyGram, CVS's, 7-Elevens, Walmart's, more than 700,000 locations worldwide. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com. I'm sure they'll make it relatively easy for you to find places that you can deposit. It's bitinstant.com, and you'll get your money within an hour or two. If you don't, they've got customer service that'll work right with you. They've got their fees right there. So if you, look at the type of transaction you want to make, some of them have more than others. If you're going through, MoneyGram or something like that, you're going to spend more. Ian, you bought yours that way, right?
Yes, I went to CVS and used Western Union's.
And that's going to, obviously Western Union's got to get their cut.
But yep, CVS.
You did it completely anonymously?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I did.
So I did mine with cash, and that I was completely anonymous.
Yeah, and you just did it recently, too?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go?
Bank of America.
Yeah, I went to a major bank branch myself when I used it.
It's great.
Yeah. Bitinstant.com. I don't like the fees, but it looks to me like Bitcoins are moving upwards right now. So.
Well, how the hell are you going to transfer money into another money without fees?
I don't like any fees.
But once they become Bitcoins, there are no more fees attached to them.
It's true. There aren't any fees after that. Once they're Bitcoins, unless you want to turn them into something else. It always costs money to transfer any currency into another currency.
Sure.
And that's a reality. There's ways to cut it down. BitInstant makes it easy for you to cut those prices down. I recommend going and looking at the fees and rates so that you can find the cheapest way to do it. I don't recommend going to some place where you're going to, get the 8% or something like that. You can get it down to, as low as 3%. So it's bitinstant.com.
For the value that you're getting out of Bitcoin, it's well worth it.
I agree with you, but why Western Union?
It was convenient.
It was convenient. You could have gone to a bank branch, though, and done it just as easily, deposited in an account. You just didn't know. It's ignorance, and I'm trying to...
I knew about the bank option. I just wanted to try I wanted to try the Western Union, because those are pretty ubiquitous, right? Like, banks are pretty ubiquitous as well, but, there are a lot of Western Union locations. A lot of grocery stores, a lot of convenience
stores. My recommendation to my listeners, whom I care about, is... Go to one of the bank locations. You'll pay fewer fees.
I'm with you, man. That sounds like a great deal. I just wanted to try the other option. I hadn't used it before, and I just went with whatever was closest. They get a little map that comes up.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a bit. I walked, rode my bike there.
Yeah, bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're talking about young people, parenting, we have the news about some parents that wanted to foster and then adopt, and they weren't allowed to because they hadn't vaccinated their children to the requirements of the state. And you've got a related story, Julia.
Well, it's not really related, but I found it interesting.
It's about parenting. And
right. It's from sciencedaily.com. And the title is 1 in 3 postpartum women suffer PTSD symptoms after giving birth. Natural birth is a major cause of post-traumatic stress, study suggests.
Wow.
Which is interesting to me because I don't want kids at this point in time, at this point in my life at all. But
so what you don't want is to ever have kids at this point in your life, right?
Right. Okay. However... I am willing to say, okay, maybe when I'm 40, I could be bored enough with my life and decide, change my mind and want kids.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that still stands, I do not want to give birth. I call me immature. I get that it's a part of life.
Do people call
and all
people
that.
Immature for
well,
that?
Well, I think that there are some people out there who would say, it's just a regular part of life, it's not that big of a deal. And, okay, I don't think it's gross. Like, if you tell me you had a baby, I'm not going to go, ew, gross, yeah. That came out of your, woo-woo. I'm not that immature. But I do not want, I just don't want to go through it.
Mm.
I have read enough about
horrifying.
It. I don't like it.
There's plenty of people doing it. It's not like you've got to. You know, there's plenty of people there
right.
for you.
Exactly.
Well, that's why adopting is, you know, so valuable.
It's not for me.
In your position, Julia.
I'll just say that.
If you did want a child, you could, in theory, adopt. You don't have any other kids, so they couldn't get you for the whole not vaccinating
true.
Your kids thing. So, do they let you adopt, though, if you're single? Because
probably not.
Hmm. So that might be a thing.
Right. Anyway.
So what's the news?
A university researcher has found that approximately one-third of all postpartum women exhibit some symptoms of PTSD, and a smaller percentage develop full-blown PTSD following the ordeal of labor. This surprising finding indicates a relatively high prevalence of the disorder, says Professor Ray Stouse. Of the women who developed post-traumatic stress syndromes, 80% opted for natural childbirth without pain relief.
Hmm.
I don't understand this, why you would want to do this.
My wife decided to do it.
I hear it all the time. They're like, I just want to, you know, I think it has to do with maybe like inner strength, right, and just being like connecting
like
with your child. But give me all the friggin' drugs you have if something that large is coming out. I'm sorry.
I get it. I think that one should do what one wants to do.
I agree.
And I think that one, look, you know, there's no good reason to climb a mountain or swim across the English Channel either. Mm-hmm. People do it and people respect it. So, you know, whatever.
Oh, I respect other people's choices to do that.
But you're saying they do a natural birth without any kind of dope, that they're more likely to get PTSD.
Correct. 80% of the people who developed the symptoms opted for natural childbirth.
I would like to know, of that 80%, how many of them were the first time? Was it their first time opting for natural childbirth and their first birth in general?
I think it says something about that here later. Other significant factors I identified include the woman's body image, including discomfort for being in an undressed state for a relatively prolonged period of time, fear during labor, and complications in the present and earlier pregnancies and labors. The debate over whether or not childbirth qualifies as a traumatic event is still controversial. Although childbirth is not a sudden and unexpected event like an accident, childbirth is accompanied by a very real and justified fear of danger, as expectant mothers worry not only for their safety but also for the health and well-being of their baby.
That's an interesting point. Like, the mindset of the lady going into this situation can possibly be a major factor. Here's what they're saying. So, I don't know if y'all remember this, but there was a video on YouTube about how some women orgasm during childbirth because they're looking at it from a completely different perspective. And I would imagine that if you're orgasming during childbirth, you're probably not going to be having PTSD. So 855, so maybe how you
but
go into
it.
But
if it scares you, how do you turn that around? I mean,
don't get pregnant. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, you can share your thoughts.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So lots to talk about on the air, of course. You can also join us online. Go to the mobile site for quick access to our live streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is a place to go. They've got the name brands that you want to have, and they've got them at the best prices you're likely to be able to find on the Internet. Certainly, individually, some place has to have some lower prices than ManVenture. But in general, I think you're going to find the lowest prices. Before you buy anything that has to do with camping, hunting, or shooting, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, tents, whatever it is, go to ManVentureOutpost.com and price it first. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off. They're already low prices, so that should cover shipping, with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. And all the people that have bought from ManVentureOutpost.com, because they've had a flood of people. It's one of our best advertisers.
Excellent.
Thank you. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Imagine if they bought there once, they're going
to
go back.
This is the right place to be advertising something like that.
Absolutely. So we're going to get back to PTSD and birth in a moment here. But first, your phone calls, your thoughts. Robert, listening in Louisiana to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Robert.
Hello. I was just wanting to tell you, Mark and Julia, how much I've enjoyed y'all on Puking the Game the last couple of weeks. It was really funny.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
That was Mark's first
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Puke of the Gang is a radio, is a internet program
podcast,
that's produced here in town. It's a
it's
comedy.
A show for grumpy young men.
They told me they were going to have to change the tagline.
What are they going to change it to?
Grumpy I don't
young
know.
Because you're not a man?
Because I'm not a man, but I told them I didn't care.
It is a comedy program that is produced here, and we have recently been on it and had a good time just chatting.
Julia can hang with the boys, so I mean, she's cool like that.
It's fine.
Well, okay.
So what do you like about it?
He said it was funny, Mark.
Mark, you kept me laughing, especially with your stories, you know, about...
I am a brilliant...
You told prison stories, right?
Comic genius.
Did you tell prison stories you couldn't tell on the air?
A lot
of
prison stories, yeah.
Like stuff you wouldn't tell on Free Talk Live.
That's right.
I felt kind of special that I'd heard them before.
You know, they're just... You
hang around.
Julia, I think you've really helped that show step up a lot.
Well, thank you.
Right,
I enjoy doing it.
PukeandTheGang.com is
correct.
Where folks can go to hear this. And
a warning, it's a not safe for work podcast,
right.
And there is a language warning.
Yes, for sure. And it's free, of course.
I hear they smoke cigars and drink alcohol while they're doing
That's
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
PukeandTheGang.com. Glad you liked it, Robert. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I just want to thank y'all for y'all's show, too. I've been listening to y'all for 2 years now, and that's about it.
Nice Thanks. To have it on XM, huh, Robert?
Yes, it is, definitely. Thanks. I just happened to listen to podcasts before.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Daryl is on the line listening in Virginia. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live in the Hampton area. Hello.
Yes, you guys were talking about earlier about not vaccinating kids. And I can understand that, especially if somebody has an allergy. For example, if you're allergic to eggs, you should get a vaccination for the flu. But when I was a recruiter in Texas for the military, I talked to a young man from Pakistan who had polio as a child, and one of his feet was really just deformed because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I could see the arguments for and against it. Also, I don't think that, you know, giving people like kids 7 or 8 vaccines at one time is a good idea either.
Yeah, a lot of people have different opinions on vaccines, and one would wonder, so why do you think it's a bad idea to give too many vaccines at once?
I think that each vaccine, you're putting in different types of antibodies or drugs in the system, and when you hit a child with that much stuff, and the body also and the antibodies are coming out to fight it, you could put them into, I guess, some sort of system shock, in a way, in my opinion.
Sounds like a terrible idea to me.
That's how they do it. I mean, they take young babies because they don't believe they're necessarily going to see them again. They shoot them up with all these vaccines all at once. And, if for whatever reason we were going to vaccinate my son, now that he's a speaking, talking, walking entity as opposed to a tiny little infant.
He loves to talk.
Yeah, he does love to talk. He likes to talk to Uncle Ian. And, you know, you gave him one vaccine at a time. To me, that makes a lot more sense. I'm not one of these rabid anti-vaxxers by any stretch of the imagination. I've had my experience, and my experience is what it is. But, the way they hit them with all of them at once, it really bothers me. But with the polio argument, and I've heard it in the past, is, well, you don't want your kid to get polio, do you? They don't give kids smallpox either, you know, and it doesn't exist. And polio really only exists in Afghanistan and a few other really remote places.
Daryl, any other thoughts?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
There is, however, like a mumps outbreak going on in, and by outbreak I mean, you know, more cases than there have been before out in the Pacific Northwest is anti-vax, you know, much more strongly anti-vax as a region than New England is. And, well, you know, this is something that's going to happen. These diseases, one thing you need to understand is vaccines, there are consequences, and people die from taking vaccines. But the diseases that they stop, people die from those too. And these are things that parents need to understand when they make these decisions for their family. And, I think there's a difference between making the decision for, say, circumcision than there is for making the decision for a vaccine, because with a vaccine you choose not to do something, whereas a circumcision you choose to do something. But these are only philosophical decisions I'm making for me and my family.
Let's go to the phones here. Dr. Robert in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live, also listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a new listener, truck driver.
Welcome, sir.
I just heard about how you talked about how you like truck drivers, so I figured I'd chime in.
You called in for some accolades.
Well, what I'm hearing on the phone and then on the radio is two different programs. Is this like a tape program that's going to air like later, or what?
That's correct. If you're listening to America's Talk on XM, you're hearing us 2 hours later. So you're hearing the same show. It's just that you are calling us in our third hour, but you are hearing the first hour.
It's kind of like time travel.
So keep listening. In 2 hours, you'll hear yourself.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say it's good to have a show like this. You know, I'm the right-wing hate machine that's taken over. The show I usually listen to this time of night on the other channel, and they took Mike Malloy off, so I was circling around and I found you guys, and it's good to hear I guess some freedom talk. Now, you know, the country is in trouble, as you know.
Yes,
and I know I don't know if I can mention Alex Jones on this station, but every time, you know, his name gets mentioned on other stations, I immediately get hung up on. But
no, you know, we've talked about Alex Jones a number of times.
We've had him on the air.
Yeah, we've actually had him on as a guest. There's actually a current open invitation to Alex to come back on the show and talk about psychedelic drug use, but he has, as of yet, not responded.
Yeah, and the vaccine, I totally agree with the vaccine things. I encourage people to stay away from them. But my question is, I mean, what are we as a people, as a regular, you know, Joe Schmo, such as myself, you, whoever, that's not part of the Bilderberg elite, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, we've got the government buying 7 billion rounds of 40 caliber ammunition. I mean, when the dookie hits the fan, well, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, it's easy to sit in our comfortable chairs and say, oh, I'm going to get my gun, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but... But when it really comes down to it, I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean,
good question.
You know,
how long have you been listening?
Know.
Is this your first night listening?
This is first night.
First night, right?
Actually, this is my second night listening.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of like the most few full time now. Like I said, they took Malloy off. So
Robert, we love solutions. I mean, we have ideas that are possible, valid solutions, because usually you're right. The only solution you hear in talk radio typically is, you got to vote for the Republicans, or you got to vote for the Democrats, and as though that's going to somehow change anything about the world in which we live. And
I compare them to like a wrestling match. You know, when we see them, Republicans versus Democrats. You know, they're at each other's throats, but then, you know, as soon as the cameras turn off, you know they're back on, being shaking each other's hands and patting each other's pockets, you know, seeing how they're going to further destroy the country.
I'm with you, Robert. We'll give you the answer here in moments. Stand by, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. An answer. I shouldn't say the answer. An answer that I happen to be
our answer.
1-855-450-3733. What to do? Important question. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. The remaining moments are next.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth. Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Your thoughts, the number is 855-453. But hey, if you don't get in tonight, we do this thing 7 nights a week. So you can always call back tomorrow right at the top of the show. We'll take your call right out the box. Once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can visit us on our website. Get interactive with the variety of different features that you will find on site. And again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get details on how to get a free bumper sticker, as well as other things like web banners and graphics, high-res graphics even available for you. Like, you can make your own Free Talk Live logoed gear if you wanted to. You can find all this stuff and more over at promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Robert, he's listening in Florida, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Robert, you were asking the question. You're relatively new to the show. You share some of the frustrations that we have. You love the ideas of freedom. At least that's what it sounds like thus far from our conversation. And you're wondering what can be done about it. I mean, a lot of professional drivers are like you. They appreciate what liberty's all about.
A lot of craziness out here, and I'm all for the Constitution and against all this Patriot Act stuff. And I listen to Alex Jones, and I guess you now, and I do what little research I can. But I mean, it's coming to the point. It seems to me that it's beyond talking, beyond voting, because voting no longer matters anymore, and it's beyond that point. And I think we're at the edge, in my opinion.
Well, they say if voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. So I think that there's. Yeah. I think there's still some local elections where voting can make a difference, especially like up here in New Hampshire where we are. I'm from Florida originally, and voting in those elections down there didn't make a hill of beans a difference.
I wouldn't bother driving to the polls for any election that was larger than state senate.
You mean in Florida?
Yeah.
Here.
I see what you're saying. The solution for me was to get the hell out of Florida and move my life to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project, have you ever heard of it?
No, I have not. No.
It's a concept that I think is a really brilliant idea. When I heard of it, I thought, wow, that's why didn't somebody think of that before? Well, it turns out they had thought of it before, but it wasn't possible to make happen because the Internet didn't exist when it was originally thought of. So the idea is to concentrate people who appreciate freedom, who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, who get that liberty means that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else. You get people together who believe in this, all in the same place, and get them active, and you'll see changes happen, and the things will go in the right direction.
It's too bad the whole country just doesn't have the same philosophy like you.
It is too bad.
Everyone did, you know, and everybody would stand up. But isn't New Hampshire, they don't allow you to have concealed up there, do they? You're not allowed to have anything up there, are you?
Concealed carry?
New Hampshire's New Hampshire allows concealed carry with a what they call a $10 shall issue permit. The advantage of concealed carry with a permit as opposed to constitutional carry, in some of the states you don't have to have a license to concealed carry. This way, with the $10 shall issue license, which means that they have to issue it to you.
It's not true.
If it's legal.
No, it's not true. They've been denying Derek J.
But that's what it means.
But if you're an activist, then
they shall issue it to you. That means that you can then have the reciprocity in the 20-something states that have reciprocity.
That's a nice idea, Mark, but again, Derek J has been trying to get his permit to supposedly shall issue permit, and they're coming up with all kinds of ridiculous reasons. Oh, we can't give it to you, Derek, because you've got prison time hanging, or you've got jail time hanging over your head as a suspended sentence, so therefore, even though you weren't in jail for any kind of violent action or anything like that, we're going to prevent it. But New Hampshire's actually got some of the best gun laws. There's open carry here in New Hampshire, which I believe Florida, I learned Florida does not have open carry. So
I mean, you can have concealed, but no, you can't have a showing or displayed or anything,
Yeah, and I remember when I was in Florida looking into what it took to get a concealed carry, and it was ridiculous. I mean, there's all kinds of requirements, and they give you this huge packet of papers, and it's very difficult. So here's what I'd recommend that you do, Robert, and anybody else interested in answering this question of what can we do, is go to freestateproject.org, look up the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and you'll find that a very interesting document. They address all manner of different things like guns and, you know, the legislative system and no tax, you know, no income tax, or no state income tax and no state sales tax and things like that.
Really?
All kinds of interesting ideas. And plus, the number one reason
for the hand of the cold.
Well, it is cold. That's true. The number one reason to move for me, though, was the idea that I'd be around other people who gave a damn enough to actually do something about freedom. I was at a hearing today, the State House in Concord. People came from all over the state. They were testifying about changing the wiretapping law, making it, changing it from a two-party to a one-party consent rule. And the room was packed full of Free State Project participants and liberty-friendly state reps. I mean, we have a situation where liberty-minded people have actually been elected here in New Hampshire. And that has hardly ever happened in the history of the Libertarian Party, for instance, in 40 years. We did it in 5 years here in New Hampshire, and it just keeps getting better the more people that we move. There are over 1,000 people here now. Over 12,000 plan to make the move. We want to reach 20,000 as a number, so there's still some room to grow. But once again, freestateproject.org, and keep listening. Appreciate your call tonight, Robert. Thanks for making it. Yep, you're welcome. Michael's on the line listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hi, this is Michael. I have solutions.
Love solutions. Go ahead.
Cool. I was thinking about you guys are going to get legalized jury nullification the first of the year, right?
In theory, I mean, it's already legal in that, most judges I've ever seen have allowed defendants to discuss jury nullification. Ademo was able to talk about it in his trial, so it's not an issue here in New Hampshire. All they're really going to do is include a line of text in the judge's instructions, the jury instructions, as I understand it, that'll, basically be legalese and impossible for the jury to understand. So essentially,
what I'm thinking is you basically end up with the problem like you had in a Ademo's trial of getting a bunch of people who don't believe in jury nullification on the jury. And I'm thinking about what is the criteria there for getting on a jury? How do they pick it,
I believe they are picking from both registered voters and driver's licenses.
Cool. Well, I was thinking that a lot of people like myself don't vote, and a lot of people who might be sympathetic to jury nullification don't vote. Maybe.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with the outside the system only sort of activists, the people that don't want to be a part of the system, basically cut themselves out from ever helping somebody in a courtroom.
Registering to vote propagates the system.
Well, I agree, but if I were in a situation where jury nullification was legal and you could stand in front of the courthouse like you guys do, I would register to vote so I could be on juries. And you've probably should do some kind of maybe somebody could do a FOIA thing and find out specifically, like, is it just registered to vote, or do you have to have voted in the last election? I mean, you might have to have anarchists going in and writing in Mickey Mouse or Lysander Spooner or something to get them on juries.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just registered to vote. Anybody who's registered.
That might be some activism someone could do there, of getting non-voting anarchists registered to vote to get them on juries. A lot of
we've seen
it,
over time a slow progression from the I won't ever vote kind of anarchist to, all right, I'll vote for Ron Paul, or I'll vote for some Free State Project participant who's running. So we have seen a trickle of the I'm totally outside the system anarchist kind of jumping into the system to vote here and there. It has yet to be a tidal wave or anything like that, but some people are saying
it. Yeah, it generally works the other way. I mean, I went from a voter to a I'll only vote for Ron Paul to I'm not even going to go to the polls for that. But
you know, I don't blame you. I mean, when you're alone and you're relatively alone out there you're in Wyoming.
If I moved to New Hampshire, things would be different. I'm waiting for
that
one.
It's true. I mean, concentration makes things different. It's just a fact. And
there's 100 Liberty reps that are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in New Hampshire. That's a quarter of the representatives. Certainly, there's no state that has as many. And I mean, that's a big deal.
Right, and as an anarchist, you know, somebody who believes in no state entirely and is frustrated with it, you can't deny the success that the politicos are having. I mean, jury nullification, that's a huge deal. Repealing the knife ban, you can now carry a switchblade no problem in New Hampshire because of a Free State Project participant's efforts.
The only point I'm making is non-voting anarchists might want to look into registering to vote just to get on juries and getting other non-voting anarchists to do that just to get on juries.
Hey,
I agree.
Isn't being on a jury voting, I mean, you're amongst other people that are voting, right?
Well, in that, you know, Quakers don't, most Quakers won't vote kind of for that reason. Well, for other reasons, you're a Quaker, right?
I am.
I bet you those Quakers at a meeting vote.
Yeah, I most Quakers now vote. I would say that probably Amish and Mennonites are the least likely.
I mean, they won't be on a jury.
Not
that they won't vote. A lot of them won't be on a jury because it's
I haven't heard that
thing. Placing a man, a judge, before God or taking God's role or something. That's
they won't stand for judges, but I have not heard about them not choosing not to be on juries. I'm going to research it just because you've said it.
Yeah, some of them won't. Ben Stone knows a lot about that. But
as a Quaker, aren't you tasked with following your inner light? And if your inner light tells you that you need to help somebody on a jury, then that would be totally a Quaker thing to
there
do.
You
well, I suppose. I mean, you know, one could use that excuse for anything. Well, you should also run by your inner light by other people and see what they think, too.
I think you're also not supposed to carry weapons, but Ben does, and that's why he's a bad Quaker.
I don't know. I mean, Quakers hunted for food. You know, I mean, there's an instance where some Indians accidentally killed a Quaker because he had a gun. They thought he was somebody else.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight. It's Michael from the Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com. Appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.